this yesod that we're talking about, how our tefillas for geula have to be taken seriously, this is something that it manifests itself in halacha, of course, as well. So in the bottom of the end of page Chav Beis, Ritzon Hashem Yisbarach, it's the Ratzon of Hashem. Ritzon Hashem Yisbarach, Shenachzo v'nashivish b'pnim yiseinu. It's the Ratzon of Hashem that we should remember this and review this constantly, and to make it something which is a part of us. Now, there's nothing that the Baruch Shalom despises more than a liar. It says in Pasuk, Dovish Karm Lo Yikain, Negadeinai. The Baruch Shalom can't look at a liar. He can't even look at a liar. Because the Chayisim of Shekosh Baruch was Amis. The Baruch Shalom is Amis. He can't look at a liar. So therefore, he says, L'chein B'poskim, Hare Nifsak L'chol Yehudi V'Yehudi Sheyemar V'Zeh Halacha B'ruh L'chol Echad. As to every single one of us, every single day, three times a day in davening, we say the words "Lishuascha kivina kol hayom." That means that we all day long we're constantly longing for salvation, for the geula. Lishuascha kivina pam b'shavua. We don't say we long for this once a week. Pam b'yom or once a day. Ela kol hayom. All day long. So it sounds like we're mamish shakranim, chalila, from the cat of Dovrei Sheker. What are we, liars? Lishwasa kivino kol hayom. What we heard, that the Chavetz Chaim lived in such a way, the Yismach Moshe was such a Jew, kol hayom. But people like us, what does that mean? Lishwasa kivino kol hayom. Ela abiyah bezahusha amitziyas ha'amitis shalonu. This is what we're talking about. There are different layers to our metzias. There are different parts to our metzias. You were there mincha between mincha ma'ariv and Tisha B'Av when I spoke. So that's what I was talking about. Even in halacha, the difference between kedushas hamokam of the harbayis and kedushas habayis of the Beis Hamikdash. That even though there is a metzias, there could be a destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. And there could be a chilul of the kedushas hamigdash. That's true. That could be desecrated and could be destroyed. But the makom hamigdash has a kedushas olam. That place of the mikdash can't be touched, and can't be destroyed. And in a Jew, that means that it's true that in the external aspect of my experience as a person, as a Jew, I have certain problems with my thoughts, with my midas, with my meisim and mitzvahs, and so on and so forth. But as far as who I am, be'etzim, in truth, in the essence of my existence, in my being, that part of me that's called Yushalayim of the Harabayis, that's indestructible. That's the essence of who I am. So in that part of who I am, I certainly am. Kilishoso kivinikal yom. As I mentioned many times here, that Rav Kook writes in his Hagdamah to the Siddur, ha'neshama mispalelas tamid. He says just a sentence, that the neshama is constantly davening. What does that mean? So you and I usually think that we have to try to have kavanah. We're not having kavanah, we have to try to have kavanah. So if Cook is explaining, we have it all wrong. The neshama, the essence of who we are, is constantly aware of Hashem and standing in His presence and constantly davening. It's the artificial stuff in our brains and our lives that are in the way of that flow of the neshama. There's a constant, healthy flow of the neshama. Once we remove the obstacles, it automatically comes out. That's why sometimes if chalila, a person is shocked, and all of the superficiality suddenly crumbles, so then the natural essence of who he is able to express itself. And it could be in a good way, it doesn't have to be, God forbid, in a bad way. So what he's explaining here is that in truth, in terms of who we really are, it's truly Yisrael Kivinikalayah. In other words, I think that what I would like more than anything is to have, you know, to have a choose-up game of basketball. Or I think more than I would think that more than I want than anything is to be able to have, you know, a cold drink, or to be able to take a day off from work. That's what I want more than anything in the world. Or something for the children, or something for the family, b'chuli. But the truth is, the emes is the shuascha kivina kalaya. It's something which we don't realize, we don't feel, we don't see. As it says in the pasuk, Adabe. So the tzaddikim explain, Hemanti, a Jew by nature believes in Hashem. It's not something, we don't have to acquire faith. We don't, that's not our religion. We don't acquire faith. A Jew by nature is faithful and has faith. Why? Because within him there's a chelek elokam imal, there's a portion of God himself. So there are things that are necessary in order to agitate and awaken the natural essence of who I am. One of the most powerful ways of doing that is by speaking. Hemanti ki adabe. Saying words that are filled with amuna, words of amuna, saying kapitel tehillim and saying over blad gemara and saying over a siman shulchan aruch, saying yiddish averter. When a Jew says or speaks words of chizik, hischazkus, and amuna, it awakens for many, many reasons that are not for now to go into the koach of dibur, which is a very, very important subject. That through that koach of dibur, which comes from that part of me that's called the ruach, I'm able to awaken that natural tefillah and amunah that's within me. Shemadam lefnei Hashem az yitzim esgala. B'nei she'oz Hashem esruach megala b'anu esakayach shel ve'eshbech esnafshi lefnei Hashem. Once a Jew starts saying it, starts speaking, then it comes out. Okay, go to the next page. Go down to Vav. This is the second yisod. And this is something that throughout the weeks of Nechama, actually the timing is very good, because now Baruch Hashem we're in the weeks of Nechemta, leading up to Elul and Rosh Hashanah. So now he discusses the second yisod. A yisod hasheni hu. Mashakalsu bechazal, akadoshim tzadikim, sheritzayin hashem is bar sheneda, ad kama sheritzayin, you have it? Yeah, ad kama sheritzayin yisbar, shahatfilas, on this side. Ad kamish ritzani yisbarach shahatfilas yu ba'oifen shal shivchi kamayim liyibach. K'ma yisha'oimer lanu hanavi al naharas bavel, sham yashavnu gam bochinum. We find in Chazal, we were talking about this, that even though the gates of tefillah are closed. So some tefillasi, we just said on Tisha B'Av. So there is such a thing that the gates of Tefillah are closed, but the gates, the Shari Demois, lain in the Olu. The gates of tears are not closed. What does that mean? So he says, there's a Bechina of Davening that's called Shivchi Kamayim Libech, pouring your heart out like water. Kamay Shayim Lanu Hanavi al Naharis Bavel, Sham Yashavnu Gam Bechinu. Because of my Yismach Moshe, what does that mean? Vaytzadikim shegam bachinu. What does it mean? We also cried by the rivers of Bavel when we went into Golus. Gam bachinu. What does it mean? We also cried. So the tzaddikim explain. Haynu shekamoyish hamayim atachtainim bachu. Now you remember that the Baruch Shalom divided on the second day of the Bri. He divided between the higher waters and the lower waters. And Chazal tells us that the lower waters, the mayim atachtainim, are constantly crying. Right? They want to be back in Hashem's presence. That's how the tzaddikim explained. That's why there are waves on the ocean, right? The waves of the ocean are that longing of the mayim atachtonim to become again mayim elyonim. That's shifchi kamayim libech. So therefore, haynu kamoisha mayim atachtonim bachu, just like the lower waters are crying. Anan beinilam mehevi kriva kamimalka. We want once again to be close to the king. Ubizman habayis noslam Hashem is baruch. When there was a base of Mikdash, Hashem, on some level, gave relief to the lower waters. How? He gave some respite and relief to the lower waters through the Karbonis, so there was Nisach HaMayim, right? Where there was water by the Nisach HaMayim. And there was Melach, as the Chazal said, the Bris Melach, so there was salt. Salt comes from the yisod of the ocean of water. So there was a way of appeasing, right? There was a way, the Lachas, right? There's a way of appeasing the Mayim during the base of Mikdash. Ach, B'chorban base of Mikdash. So now that the Churban has taken place, the lower waters are stuck in the lower world. They don't have any way of climbing upon the Mizbech, so it would seem. There's no way. So now the waters are back again to their original crying since the time of the Bria. So that's what it means. Shom yashavnu gam bachinu. In other words, why does a person cry? Crying itself is a very interesting phenomenon. I'm not going to go into it in here. Arichas now, I've spoken about it many, many times. Lukutim and Rabbi Nachman has Torahs, half of the Torahs, and they need of crying. But why does a person cry? The feeling, the emotion that a person has, especially when, God forbid, someone you love dies, Hashem Yirachem. Why does a person cry? When it comes to Tisha B'Av, only the Gedolei HaAvodah are able to cry. When it comes to Yom Kippur, so either the Gedolei HaAvodah are crying, or the people who are trying to be Gedolei HaAvodah, but it's still very, very hard. But God forbid, even if you hear news that an old friend of yours, God forbid, was nostalgic from the world, left the world, so the tears mamish come flowing. Crying in general comes from a feeling that there's something that's lost that I won't be able to regain. It's gone forever. It's lost. It's fafal. Crying of tshuva is that feeling that a Jew has before Hashem tells him that he's forgiven, that feeling that there's something of my childhood innocence and of my tmimus and my kedusha, my tahara, that's been lost, that's been destroyed as a result of my aveiros. When a person feels that there's something that's lost, so he can't hold back his tears, then there's crying of hope as well. There are different types of tears. There are different ways.
One cry, though, I'm just asking what the Rav mentioned. Let's say a close friend, Rachman al-San, someone from the family passes away.
That's because you need to reach a very high, you need to strengthen your emunah to be able to find a nechama like that, to regain your composure. You need to find that emunah inside yourself that there's going to be a tchiyah. But on the basic level, even though let's say God forbid you or I chalila do an aveira, something bad. So even though we're ma'aminim and we believe in tshuva, but when it happens, you're so bewildered by the loss of that innocence that you feel, I'll never be able to be the way that I once was. That's why the Navi Yecheskel was telling the Jews that there's such a thing as tshuva. What do you think? They didn't believe in tshuva? They didn't learn chumash? So the Shavta de Shamal Kecha. They learned, they understood that there's such a thing as tshuva, that one could change. But at the moment that it happens, the sense of loss is so overwhelming, you can't imagine, you don't know how you're going to ever get that back. To get back there. It's a terrible feeling. So what he's saying here, the Tzaddik, is that when we left into Golus, al Naharas Bavel, Shami Yashavnu Gam Bachinu. So the picture of it is really very moving. When we sat by the waters, and we looked at the waters, so we were reminded about how the waters themselves are crying now because of the Churban, meaning that they've returned to that state of tears because they feel that they're separated from Hashem. So Gam Bachinu, we're crying also. Also, with the Mayim HaTachtayinim, Shekamoyisha Mayim HaTachtayinim Baruch Hu Anan Binu Mehevi Kirev Mekab Malka, Vizman HaBayis, Noslam Bishem, I'm sorry, Vazam Mayim HaMishichu Vichesam Mishra, Kach Gam Anachnu Tzvichim Livko Yisimohem Anan Beinu Mehevi Kirev Mekab Malka. That we want also the tears which we find in the Zohar Kaddish, in the Zohar Kaddish, how Kadosh Baruch Hu values tears, and how powerful tears are when a Jew cries from that feeling. Not of that he cries because of something small, but the tears that come because a person wants to be kamei malka, tears of tshuva, which Chazal say that regular tears, it's in one place it says such a lashon in the Alkit, that the regular tears it's like a mikveh. Sometimes it's open and sometimes it's closed. There's a bal mikveh. Sometimes he opens the mikveh. Sometimes it's closed. But tears that come with tshuva, it's like the ocean. The ocean, even though in some exclusive beaches they try to close, you know, like they tried to keep us, the people from Farakwa, they always tried to keep us away from Atlantic Beach, you know, to take a walk. We weren't chashiv, you know, we didn't have membership. But you can only do that for 100 meters, 200 meters. How far can you keep people away from what belongs to the entire world? So that's compared, the tears of tshuva, mamish, compared to the ocean that's always open. So he says, "Kizar rutzain Hashem is baruch shatfila tia ba'evin shel tzaakim hi'omik alev." Ben betfilas akvuim, whether it's the regular tefilas, beis birchas amazon shemen esrei, ahava rabba ben atfilas aprotius, one's own personal tefilas Hashem. Because of mitzadikim, shelufnei bias haMashiach, afilu sheyem atzavim shel lachatzem shel dachkam shel tzavcha bas tzavcha shel demoyin bas demoyin. Because there is koshemoy lo'irin the kudah bepnimis alev. tzaddikim said, Rabbi Nachman spoke about this very often, and the Rishon and other tzaddikim, that even though before Mashiach, Rabbi Nachman had very big Ruach HaKodesh, the Satmar Rav said in Vayel Moshe that of all the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Nachman Breslov was the biggest by Ruach HaKodesh. That's why, he said, in his time, even the other tzaddikim, they were shocked by some of the things that he was saying, because Rabbi Nachman was talking to the end of time. So he often said that before Mashiach comes, it's going to, even though Jews are going to go through, God forbid, they're going to go through terrible, terrible tzaras. That's what it means. Dachkam, lachtsam, tzavcha, screaming and yelling and pain, tears. The chalzeis, nonetheless, it's going to be kashma oidla, erin the kudu b'pnimiyas aleif, to awaken a real tefillah. From the nekuda b'pnimiyas aleif, the inner point of the heart. V'advarim yidum pshutim. Aver etzani Hashem esbal shonach zel yidei al zeh. Kevin Shizema, he said this mamish bavedis Hashem, befrat be yomelu, shekosim tzadikim, shevetzani Hashem's bosh, and neshkiya kaychas lagbia, ulerayim in my vayda zu. So he's not saying a person should force himself to cry. I remember the first time when I was a kid, we went to the Kaisel with the family. We were actually on the first plane after the Six-Day War. They sent us a certificate. I remember we were in 1967, we were by the Kaisel, right after the Milchama. And I remember that before I left, you know, one of my rabbis in the yeshiva was telling me that you're going to cry. And I got there, tell you the truth, it looked like a big wall. You know, I didn't really feel like crying about anything. And so I was thinking, you know, what am I going to do? This doesn't look good. And what am I going to come back into my rabbi? I didn't cry. So I try to think of these horrible things, you know, crazy thoughts, depressing thoughts, that maybe if a person's forcing tears, it seems to be silly. So what is that? What kind of an avoid is it to make oneself cry? Especially these days, meaning of Elul Tishrei, which the Ari HaKadosh, as you know, spoke about not crying during the Yom Nirayim as being a very bad sin. So what does that mean? It doesn't mean to have someone step on your toe or to sniff an onion and to force yourself to cry. It means that there's an avoid of a person to lift up his awareness of what's missing in his life. See, we don't have to do that when someone that we love dies, God forbid. Because it hits you over the head. I can't believe this person. I can't believe I'm not going to be able to say good Shabbos anymore. I can't believe I'm not going to be able to see this person tomorrow. The loss is so strong, you cry. But when a person, God forbid, a person talks Lashon Hara, so someone could say, hey, you know, what are you doing? That's a prostate Lashon Hara. So a person says, okay, no, I'll try to be better. But there's no b'chias. Why? Because he doesn't sense that something was lost. They are avoided to bring to tears. And that's what the whole month of Elul, by the way, is about, because it says, because one of the ramazim of Elul is uvoch says via ves ima yerach yomim, right? That she cried over her father and her mother for a month. And the Zohar Kodesh is talking about Elul. Avia v'ima means HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina, Knesset Yisrael, Chazal said that the month of Elul. So this means the month of bechias, of crying. What am I supposed to do to cry? Everything Baruch Hashem is okay. I mean, what do I have to cry about? The Teretz is that a person who makes a cheshem and a nefesh of that he's lost, and those things in his life that he's damaged, and his avodah is Hashem. So that's his avodah. His avodah is to awaken that sense of what's lost. Same thing when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash. Same thing when it comes to Yerushalayim. Who cries in the Beis HaMikdash? I mean, the person feels that there's something missing in my life because no Beis HaMikdash. You know, if there's a plaza, and if there's a Marriott, and there are enough hotel rooms, and if nobody got shot that day in Eretz Yisrael, we're grateful. So what's the bechias? There's a bechias. Those people that think of the Beis HaMikdash like a big schlachtos, right? And there's, you know, a bunch of karbonis, and I'm afraid of blood anyway, I don't like it, so what's missing from my life without a Beis HaMikdash? I'd rather dive in the shtiebel down my block than have to schlep an animal up to the Beis HaMikdash. So a person whose whole life is so limited and his vision is so small, so how could you expect him to cry over anything on Tisha B'Av except the fact that he might be hungry or thirsty? But as far as missing the Beis HaMikdash, what is he missing in his life? So when a person's avoid is gevalt, there's so much that's missing. What does it mean not to have nevuah? What does it mean not to have the Rumitumim? What does it mean not to have the Shechin, the Shruya? What does it mean not to have the Kruvim? Not to have a Kadosh Kadoshim? What about the Kapara of the Seir Lashem? What about the Seir Lashem, Seir Lazozo, the Avod of Yom Kippur? You know, the Tzaddikim, they would say the Avod of Yom Kippur. So I remember I read in the Sefer that One of Rav Kus Chavrusas was saying that they were up late at night. This is, goes back when they were back in Volozhin, and they were learning. Everybody else went to sleep, and this Chavrusas said him and Rav Kook were learning around 3 a.m. and they were learning a sugya in the Zikim, and they came to something with the Beis Hamikdash and Avoda and Inyan Kodshim, and all of a sudden Rav Kook starts to cry, and the Chavrusa says, Avim Yitzchak, what is it? What is it? What's wrong? What happened? So he says, with Beis Hamikdash, and he starts to cry. So the Yid says, this Chavrusa said, I said to him, I said, no, I'm also upset about the Beis Hamikdash, but you know, what do you? So he says, what do you? He says, I'm a Kayan. Rav Kook says, I'm a Kayan. What do you know? I'm a Kayan. Do you realize that? So this was a person who lived with that awareness. Someone that doesn't understand what a carbon is, so what's missing in a carbon? So that's why we have great difficulty. What's the avelus? I'm not missing anything. Nothing is lost. So there's not, the avayda is to understand. To understand. There's a wonderful sefer that I saw that came out this year. Nothing fancy. You know what he does? He goes through every single thing that we don't have as a result of the Churban Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. What's missing? From the Gemaras, Chazals, Rishonim, Achronim. Everything. What we don't have, which we don't even realize. When it says, when Chazal say that there are, that Tisha Kabim Shal Yaifi, 9 portions of beauty in the world, Yerushalayim took out of 10, right? Yerushalayim took 9. What does that mean? What does that mean? That means Naomi Shema, Yerushalayim Shal Zahav? What does that mean? We're far from that. It's missing in the world. Shechina kedoshim, Beis Hamikdash, Karbonis, Avaydis, and so on. Aval echad me'ayfanim la'giyah la'ezeh mashu Avaydis shebeleiv. You want to be able to come to Avaydis shebeleiv? And listen, we're going to go to a whole important inyan now. This is so important, especially what's been going on this year. To be able to open up your heart to cry. To be able to open up your heart to be able to daven real tefillah. One of the yesaidis, mashu ve'eshpeches nafshi, to be able to feel a little bit of what it says in the pasuk, ve'eshpeches nafshi. Pouring my heart out, who have voided Elias made tsar b'tzaros and shal Yisrael, to be able to what, to empathize with the suffering of other Jews, with tsaros and shal Yisrael, even a Jew that you never met. I remember that we're talking about the Six Day War. So I remember during the Six Day War, my father who in general, aside from listening to the Yiddish, aside from listening on Sunday to the Yiddish station a little bit, Menashe and Yisrael had that guy. Aside from listening to the Yiddish news, my father really, not television, not the radio. But during the Six-Day War, he would daven, would come back from shul, and the whole time he wasn't eating. I remember my mother begging him to eat. He couldn't go to sleep. Over what? Over Jews. And it made a very strong impression on me. I mean, over Jews that he never met in his life, he doesn't know in his life. You know, he'll probably never meet in his life these people. To be made tzar b'tzaros and shel Yisrael, to feel, to take part in tzaros and shel Yisrael. K'may shekosem tzadikim shein oni yoyde ma'achoshev yoyse b'shamayim. V'idu shohay echem yat tzadikim. We know that there's a ma'aseh from one of the tzadikim. Hay bal ha'sagis gedoylus v'gidu lehi rebi v'mechel v'mechel zlotsheveh. It seems that there was a certain yid that had big hasagas. In other words, there was a tzaddik that people used to come to him, and he had big hasagas. He had a very deep understanding of things and of people. But what he says, kibiyom ploni boy love Yehudi v'shofach nafshe lefonav for ozer lehat tzaddik ahu. So Mechaz Lotsheva said, you know, there was a yid that came to you, and this yid came to you, and he poured his heart out before you, right? And the tzaddik remembered. And Mechaz Lotsheva said, but you should know, avalo yispalol avuray karoi lefi dargosa. In other words, what he said, the next page, what Mechaz Lotsheva told him is that you're a very big bal hasagas, you understand people very well. But you know something? You didn't daven according to the way that you should have davened for that Jew. You didn't daven for him the way that you could have done. That is the Shuma Sogmas of Al Hakol Hurak. We don't have any Sogmas called Rak Limit of Arena. Obviously, that Tzaddik's on a very big Madrega. He doesn't mention the name of the Tzaddik. You know, there's a, maybe I once told you, there's a ma'aseh from Rabbi Yitzchak on page Chav Dal, Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka. There's a famous ma'aseh of Yitzchak Vorka that there was, I'll tell very quickly, there was a Yid that came to him with tzaras, that he had a son that was dying. And he really wasn't such a big believer in going to Rebbe's, but the wife pushed him to go. So he went all the way to Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka, and he gives a kvittel. Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka looks at the kvittel for a long time, and he puts his head down, and he lifts his head up after a while, and he says, "My friend, this is nothing I can do for you. So I can't help you." So the Yid says, "When my wife told me that you're a big Balmaifus." So he says, "I'm a Balmaifus. The Bnei Shalom runs the world. I believe me, I went everywhere I could go, in those places where I'm allowed, and I couldn't find for you a Yeshua. I'm sorry." So the Yid was very upset, and he left. He found himself outside a wagon that's heading back to in his direction. Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka comes running after the wagon, and he screams to stop the wagon, and they stop the wagon, and the Rebbe gets on, and the Yid says, "Rebbe, what is this?" Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka says, "You know, I'm so sorry." So the man said, "I understand, Rebbe, you know, you're not Hashem." He says, "No, that's not why I'm sorry. I'm sorry because you told me that your son is dying, and I don't know anything to do for him, but how could I not cry with you? How's it possible that you told me that you have a child that's dying? I didn't even cry." And Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka held him, and they sat down, they cried. So then that city parted from him. This year took him a week or whatever to get back to his town. He was sure that by then they were ready to sing Shiva. So he comes back there, and he's greeted with the unbelievable Kabbalah upon him. Fantastic. He comes over there, and everybody's happy. And his son is also marching with everybody. What's the Gevein? So he said that they told him that the temperature broke, and it came out exactly, he asked when, it was exactly that minute, that moment, that Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka was holding him and crying with him. So that story that I heard a long time ago told me that, listen, we don't always know the answers. And you know something, you have a friend that tells you he has a problem, or there's a Yid that has, that they're having troubles, and it's a struggle, what's going on, people are afraid to go, to come. So what, we have answers? So everybody sits in the back of shul saying that the Paris is like this, and this is what Arik Sharon should do, and the Knesset is filled with Rishayim, and this, and what if I would be Prime Minister? Oh, right, all this stuff, that the air is filled with all this pollution from what idiots are talking about. So, but what we really need to do more than any of that is what? To be made to B'tzaras and Shli Yisrael. Because the story from Yitzchak Vorka teaches that even when you don't have an answer, but if you cry together with the Yid, that's what Yitzchak Vorka did. He didn't have an answer. But he was made to B'tzaras, he was nice to B'al Chaveray. So then, that itself brought a Yeshua. Yeah, Barinas. That itself can bring a Yeshua. That's what it is. Chazal HaKadoshim, V'oid HaBeit, that's what we're going to talk about now for the next 2 weeks or so. Chazal HaKadoshim, V'oid HaBeit Tzadikim. When it came time for the Geula, and who was going to be the one that was going to bring the Geula, who was going to be the Shliach to bring Geula. So if you would send in your resume, you want to send in a resume, you would like to be the Geula Yisrael. It's a nice job. You get a lot of COVID, and you get to be called Rabbeinu. So you would like to have the job to be the goyel. So you send in your resume. So Shaila is like, what are the requirements to be the goyel? Right? What are the requirements to be the... So what does it say? Shkemoi begulur yishan ikos v'chazak teshem v'yabesiv lois amnosin ein v'libay. So the Baruch Shalom is telling us that the beginning of Gula, it says, the Baruch Shalom himself, he saw nosin ein v'libay, right? That's the beginning of Geula, to feel the pain of other Jews. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was the man that got the job. So he says, now Moshe Rabbeinu is the biggest Baal HaSagas, and that's not why he got the job. That's not why Moshe Rabbeinu got the job, that he was the biggest Baal HaSagas. You know what, Yeshua, these tzaddikim, it's not because of the Hasagas. Yeshua, even though Yeshua is like Moshe, the Chazal said that he used to take care of the benches. He used to take care of the benches. What does that mean? It means he feels for another Jew. So he says, I mean, a Jew needs to have a seat in shul. So Yeshua took care of the Safsol. Chazal said, I'm not saying it, right? The Yodas Kol HaMatzov Magdolim and his government says, Oichim Asas HaChonel Yidei Kol Tzar V'Tzar. Moshe Rabbeinu knew the Soidis, knew all the secrets. He knew all the secrets of the universe. Mamish. On page Chavdal, Yitzchak Zeh. He knew all the secrets of the Bria. Moshe Rabbeinu was on the Madrega. He was the one that could be the one who's he's the one to be Makabal the Torah. Shall Tavdin is Elokim. Shall Atar Reis Ladas. This is all Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah. Shall Akovat Agod Shall Helich Lias. Vechein Yodesh Shechinta Begalusa. And Moshe Rabbeinu knows the whole side, the secret of the Shechina being in Golus. Vachil Hashem Agod Shall Hayim Mitzrayim. Vachal Zes Eim Chazal Kedoshim. Nosen Ein Nevelibali is made to be Tzorosim Shal Yisrael by Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayabis Evloisam. That's the meat of the Baruch Shalom, right? What's the midah of the Baruch Shalom? Vayabis Evloisam by Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, Nosen Ein Nevelibai. The Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't bear to see the Jews. He couldn't look at them. He knew that they were his people. He couldn't look at them suffering. He couldn't bear their suffering. That's a midah lekis. That's what it says, Vayar lekim, Vayed lekim. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vayabis Evloisam. He couldn't look at the Yidden suffering. Lamdeinu shakoyach hazeh, huhu akoyach ha'otzum shemevi segula. This is the koyach that brings geula. It brings geula to an individual person's life. When what? When you're somebody that you go into that person's life, and you see his, God forbid, you see how much he's suffering, and you try to be with him and to be nice about all, and you try to be meitzer b'tzarasai. He says that brings geula. Zemash Hashem is baruch roitzer meitonu more than anything. That's what he wants of a Jew. That he should be meitzer b'tzarasai shal Yisrael. Even in a weak generation like ours, Hashem is baruch nisan matan lochal Yehudi sheyilai koyach la'ira eza hagosha shal meitzer b'tzarasim sheyisrael b'Baruch Shalom. Even now, the Baruch Shalom helps us. That if we want to, he'll help us feel the tzarasim shal Yisrael. K'moy shetfer shleime megala become mekaymus pashas Yisrael pash b'shalav as yigesh v'oyd mekaymus. The shenu pashas Yisrael. These are the words of the of tfer shleime Radomske in pashas Yisrael. The ikur is a Jew davening for another Jew. Because even if a Jew is a big davener, he likes to daven, and but he only davens about himself or the ones who are just near to him. It's a schlecht zach. He says mugunim ha'oid. It's not nice. Aval derech atzadikim vayisharmu lachalois ulatzapois al tovas chaverei. It's the way of the tzaddikim to constantly daven and to long for that it should be good by another Jew. And to be mechayiv himself. In other words, to feel an achrayis. To feel an achrayis and to invest his energy into another Jew. V'hinei zehu b'chines avishol b'nei Yisrael. This is the meaning of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebezeh, and the Lashon of Arevim, which means there's this feeling of responsibility, one Jew for another, which is of course in Halacha as well. In Halacha is also this. Right? Afal Pisha Yotze, that even though you were Yotzeh, still you might see another Jew. The Yisrael Hadavar, as the Ritva explains, is that if there's somebody else in the world that wasn't Yotzeh Kiddush yet, then my Kiddush is not 100%. Even though I said Kiddush, how could I say again? I can go next door and make for somebody else a kiddush. I said, it's not a small thing to shame Hashem. How could I say brachas like that? But the teretz is, the hezra, the ritva is, that I really haven't been mashlim my chayv if there's a Jew over here that hasn't heard kiddush. It's a pella. That feeling of responsibility of kol yisrael arevim zavazah. So he explains. The Radomsky says, now why the word arev? So an arev is a halachic it's a concept in halach, in din. What's an arev? Shemechayv is atzmo l'shalom tachas aloiva. Right, when you have a person takes a loan, so he needs somebody that's prepared to co-sign on the loan and to take responsibility for the loiva. That I'm here for the loiva in case he falls. That's what it means. I'm here for the loiva. I'm ready to assume, to share with him his burden. I'm ready to go through Gehenna if I have to, if this loiva can't manage. See, this is like this. Come here, Arvishim Mechayv Zatzim L'Sham Tachas Aloiva. L'chein Omer Shmuel Anovi Gam Anoichi Chalil Li Mechatoi L'Hashem Echadol L'Spal Ba'adchem. You hear what Anovi says? By Anovi, it's a chait if I don't daven for other Jews. How can I not daven? He says, Mechatoi L'Hashem. It's a chait. It's an aveir if I don't daven for Jews. In your eyes, in our eyes, it should be, if we don't daven for another Jew, if we don't try to help another Jew, it should be like a chait. Aval ikra tefila hanishmas lamali, he says, the ikra tefila that the Baruch Hashem listens to, zuk shemispal abad chaveira, k'mashakos v'makamis achayim ba'orich, as it says in many places. V'zeo hashminiyas koy, like, listen how he touches up, that's already, that's the tefer shleimu, adkan. Then he goes on and says a beautiful thing, listen to this word. These are one of the verses that every from now on, whenever you hear the pasuk, you have to think of this. He says, "Hashmini is koylech ki koylech orev." So we know that orev means sweet. The Rebbe Shlom says, "I want to hear the voice of a Jew davening, but what kind of a voice? Ki koylech orev, not just the voice that you're having of for your own inyanim to daven, but ki koylech orev, the voice of a Jew who feels what he's an orev for yanim for another Jew. Kol yisrael orev nizebes ki koylech orev kashet mispalim b'chinas orev." That makes the voice of a Jew sweet to the Baruch Shalom. So even though we're living in a time we're very, very shvach, we're very weak, it's hard to think of somebody else. We're so preoccupied, we're so wrapped up in ourselves. My wife is, I hope, I don't know if anybody, I don't want anybody to be insulted if they hear this from my shul, but she's always in the spoil, you know, even like after Tisha B'Av. So there'll be Bachram, not married men, but there'll always be Bachram after Tisha B'Av. So by Tisha B'Av it's already, we're talking about 9:15, 9:20, right? And I'm talking all day Tisha B'Av. There'll still be Bachram that'll come over to ask, you know, all kinds of kashas, they'll stay till 10 o'clock. Until I'll say, my wife is not going to eat. I'm going to make havdalah. I mean, my children, I have little children. They're not drinking. I have to make havdalah. Which a married person with children, it can't even happen. But you'll find that by a bacher, it'll happen very often because a bacher should be strong, kayim kol, right? Number one. Number two, even in avodas Hashem, because he's asking me Torah. And that's geschmack. I love talking to a guy. But you're so wrapped up in yourselves. You're not thinking that maybe the guy has to make havdalah. Maybe there's a family. You know, that there is such a thing that a person pashut, he doesn't see outside of his Dalet Amos. Even when it comes to Torah, he doesn't see outside of his Dalet Amos. Of Yanim. Like Ibsel Salanti used to say, it's a good thing to go to a mikveh, but there are a lot of people that go to the mikveh and they take someone else's towel to wipe themselves. You know, so he says the whole mikveh, he says, you might as well, you're going to the mikveh, and you take someone else's towel. This, in our generation, we see a lot of this, that people, Nabuch, and it's not because that Bach is a Shlecht, a Chas V'Shalom, he's a good boy, he wants to talk and learning. But people are so in their inyonim that they push it nowadays for people to see outside of themselves. It's a Chiddush. To see outside of themselves. Yesh Koshi Gadol B'Zeh. Refratli Mishi Yesh L'Koshi Mishal Atzmai, especially Nabuch, if you have your own sorrows, right? Person has his own troubles, he could become totally lost in himself. Look, we're holding now already by the end. This is the end. Kaidim Kali says it's the end of the 3 weeks, which we're just now is the end. And it's also because of the Mashiach, the last few minutes before Mashiach, right? It's the Chesima. Shereikai Zaz Mana Gavoyash Kol Reit Fer Hesigur Ben Amitzarim. Which the Svarim say, Kol Roid Fer, the Kuzin Samangit says, Kol Roid Fer is Kol Roid Fei Ka. Whoever really was chasing after Hashem, his Sigua Ben Mitzarim. You could catch up to the Rebbeinu Shlom at this time of the year. Why? Shekol Roid Fer, but it says, Hashem Yisbar, Hichem Lahasig, Hashem Yisbar, Keis. Why is that? Why is it that now is such a time? Why is it that the Rebbeinu Shlom is so accessible? Dafka during this time of what? Of an Elul. That the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us this time is so accessible. Dafka why? Shekol Roid Fer Avodas Hashem Yisbar Chaim Lahasig Hashem Yisbar Keis. Why? Kamesh Kazmi Yismach Moshe. Voit Tzadikim. The Baal Tani says also Shebizman Shamelach Kivyachol Hu Bederech. You see, if you ever want to see the king when he's in the palace, forget it. Forget it. It's not even Shach. You call up the White House. You'd like to see President Bush. So you call up. You have to wait 10 years till you can see the secretary who will talk to the secretary who will, you know. You can't see, they say, no, I would like to talk to the president. I have something on my heart I would like to discuss with the president. You know, the most likely Secret Service is going to show up at your house that you're some kind of nut, right? So, it's not even shy. But then if the president is on the road, you see, Amcha, Hamoyin Amcha, come over, give a Shalom Aleichem. Right? Regular people can come over. To go to the town, they sometimes go to the town hall to have a shmooze with regular people. So this time of the year, the king is in Golas. He's not in his palace. This is the time of the Shechinta Begalusa. It's the time of the 3 weeks. It's the time of the Nechemta, Elul. But the Baruch Shalom is a king who's out in the field. Which all this one talk about. That means that even people are so far from the palace, this time of the year they can tap right. Because the king is on the road. The king is on the road. Shibizman Shamel Kivyochel Hubiderech Ev Shalipulufanov El Tachas Galgale Hagola. You can throw yourself under the chariot. Right? The king is passing through the town and you have a problem, you can throw yourself mamish by the wheels of the chariot. Azai Shemizbrok Shanasak the Baruch Shalom wants that we should think about this, and we should try to strengthen our tefillah during this time. We know that the main cause of the churban by Yeshayinus, and that we're still in Golus, is sinus chinam, is hatred. This hatred, this senseless hatred, one Jew for another. So this is what we were learning about last week. How was the Mishkan built? Shemakom Ashuras HaShechinah. The only place where the Shechinah likes to go is Poshet. Shasham Hoya Achdus B'Kor HaMas HaShekel. The Shechinah will go in a place where Jews are together, where Jews love each other. That's where the Shechinah goes. So the Poshet, and as many times as we see it in the Svar Makadoshim, as much as Chazal talk about it, we still haven't learned our lesson. And the Sultan's Merakid Beinenim. To Davkin this Indian of Sinus Chinam. That what? The Machsa Shekel, Adalayab, that what? That every single Jew, by the Baruch Shalom, every single Jew is Kaddish Vitar in the Baruch Shalom, and the Baruch Shalom wants to see every single Jew to come to Beis HaMikdash and to have a Shaychis to him. To have a Shaychis to him. I remember when I was like 15, 16, I was a Kanoi, I was pretty hard-headed, you know. And there was, we davened in a shtibl, and there was not far from the shtibl, there was a conservative temple. So in Rosh Hashanah, they used to come there, the Jews, and they would start taking the yarmulke out of the pocket, and then they were coming even. I'd see them pulling up in the car. So I said to my father that, after davening, says, look at this, disgusting, I have to see this, you know, davening, because we had to play by the window, I'd see this Michal Yontim, Michal Shabbos. So my father said, what's the matter with you? These are people that they didn't go to yeshiva. What do they know? But you know what? They want chutz at least once a year. They remember they're Jews. The guy remembers he's a Yid. He wants to be a Yid. He wants to go. He doesn't know that you think he knows he's allowed to listen to the microphone. What does he know? He knows. My father, the rabbis, maybe attack a rush, maybe, but the yid, what do you want from him? He says you should go give him a kiss that he still believes in God and he wants to go to he wants to say something, some yiddish avert, what's bad? So this is our problem. So the Mishkan, the Shechina will come to a place where yidden are together with the shalom. Shkalechem Yisrael Harach. He says somebody from the shul was talking to me about. You know, the Klosenbergers, he made a thing, Mifal HaShas. You know, he made a gavel, it's a big thing, Mifal HaShas. So years ago, first mass, I used to go, when I lived in Exesel, I was learning with the Mifal HaShas. So one of the most beautiful things, that besides the learning, it was gavelding. You know, you have a test center. So we went into the Mifal HaShas. You learned that wherever you learned, and then you went in for the test. You come to Mifal HaShas, you see in one row, you see a guy, you see a Sfadish, a guy like a Yemenite, next to him. You'll see like a chayal, a guy in an army outfit. Next to him, you see a guy with longer pay, the next to him, you see like a hezda guy with a knitted yarmulke. And before the bechinas, like everybody's mamish to get. So besides the goyness of the Mifal HaShas, just that you see, I always felt that the Klosenbergers, Ahavis Yisrael, also was seen there to bring Jews together. So then you have Hashuras HaShechina. When Yidden are together, there's Hashuras HaShechina. Why? The Indian of Machsa Shekel Shekol Echad Miyasol Harakhatsi. A Yid is only a half. That's another one of the Ramazim in the Machzor Shekel. Without another Jew, that's also the Chatzaitzvus. Chatzaitzvus in the Beis HaMikdash, the Mizrachi Magid says Chatzaitzvus is Lashon Chatzi Tzura. That means that a Jew without another Jew is only a half. A Machzis. L'chein HaKabonis Tzibur. Therefore, all Klai Yisrael had to participate in the buying of the Karbonas Tzibur. Because
every Jew felt important.
Yeah, as a chaylik.
That's why it's Kisisa instead of Kisefka, Mutsiak.
Yeah, yeah.
Every Yid has
a chaylik. Every Yid is a chaylik, and he counts this. He counts. He makes a difference. Shezeh b'chinah shel kruvim, shebezeh. The whole Beis HaMikdash was what? Ahava. That's where the Kruvim were facing each other. That's the place of Ahava. So therefore, how could the Beis HaMikdash continue to exist if Jews can't get along with Hashem? I talk to my Chavra in the Shul about this every week, over and over and over. That machlokes, there won't be any machlokes. And the yisoid of every Beis Medrash is what? V'ahav t'l're'acha k'mo'icha is ahav es Yisrael. It's the yisoid. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the Tzadikim Makabel, al pi v'ari, that if you look at the Nusach HaRisidah, that before you say Matayvu, before you daven, you say Hareini Makabel, I'm a Sesesei, shal v'ahav t'l're'acha k'mo'icha. Why are you saying it before you're davening? V'ahav t'l're'acha k'mo'icha, that I'm a Makabel to love another Jew. Because the Shekhinah runs away from a place, the Shekhinah doesn't go near a place where there are Jews who are machlaikas. Where there's a machlaikas, you have to run, mamish, from such a place. And if God forbid you're in a shul, there's a lot of fighting and politics, machlaikas, but if you find yourself a basement, go hide someplace, find a couple of yidden that just want to daven a little bit and daven, do something, but in a place where there's machlaikas, the Shekhinah stays away from that. When Jews love each other, then Ani Hashem. That's how we receive the Torah. That's how a Jew reaches madrigas of Atareis Ladas, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. By being with other Jews. By being together with other Jews. That's where Hashuas HaShechinah comes from. Somebody told me that it was Kol Nidre night, and that somebody told me this, I didn't check into it, that the Satmarov was standing outside the Beis Medrash, and they're waiting for him to come in, Kol Nidre. And he's outside, he can't walk in. And he's crying, he can't even walk into the shul. He's crying, and then he says Yom HaKodesh, Yom HaKodesh. He couldn't walk in. He was so afraid of Yom Kippur to walk into shul. And then he said, together with all the Yidden, Tzazam. And he took a bunch of people, and he walked into this Medrash. He couldn't walk in by himself, but he says, but together with other Jews, I could walk in. I could come to the Yom HaKodesh. If we understood that. That we can't come to the Yom HaKadosh without other Jews. People are shuckling and going to mikveh and doing this and doing that, and then I'm not talking to my cousin because my cousin put me at the wrong table by the chasm. You know? Or you have people, can you imagine the people that I know that brothers and sisters that they went to a concentration camp and they're not talking to each other for the last 40 years? 40 years they don't talk to each other over what? He said something about my wife. I don't know, whatever. I thought you said something. 40 years. In other words, they went through concentration camp. What do they have all together in this world? And they can't work it out. You know, there was a famous maaseh, the tzaddikim, that they told. The whole maaseh is an interesting maaseh, but just the tamsis of the maaseh was, there was a certain Jew that was, there were these two chaverim, Yedid and Nefesh, best friends. One of them did something against the king, and he was supposed to be executed. The guy's supposed to be executed. So the friend said, the chava said, I, Your Majesty, give me 1 week, whatever it was, 3 days, 1 week, to get evidence and things to put together a case. Give me a week. If I'm not back by this time, give me a week. So the king, okay, he was a good king. So he went, and it was, the execution was supposed to be 12 o'clock. He's ready by the guillotine, you understand, the guy, his friend. And from a distance, he's screaming. It's just a last minute. He's stop, stop, stop. The friend's come. So the friend says, so the king says, no, what do you have? He says, no, I couldn't find, but Your Majesty, I can't bear to, kill me. Kill me. And the friend says, the other friend says, what are you talking about? Kill me. They're fighting. Kill me, kill me. So the king says, stop this right now. He says, the king said, I'm leaving out some parts of the story, but the king says, I'll tell you what, I never saw anything like this in my life. The two chaverim want to die for each other. I never saw anything like this in my life. So he said, I'll tell you what, you're both going to live. I'll let you both live on a tanai, in condition of mud. I want to be your chaver. Can you bring me into this chaver shaf? I want to be with, because I never saw such friendship. And that's what the tzaddik says, v'haf l'recha kamaycha, if a Jew loves another Jew, the Baruch Shalom says, ani Hashem, count me in. The Baruch Shalom says, me too, I also want to be in that chaver. Ani Hashem, to see such chaverim. Ani Hashem. So that's what he says. That's how we zoche to get the Torah. B'levecha, kishach b'levecha. That brings the Shechina. The Kivus Elokim, Kamesh Kosev, as Achai Anoich Mevakesh. Yosef Atzadik, Achai Anoich Mevakesh. I'm seeking my brothers. I'm looking for my brothers. That's the aside of all of Yiddishkeit now. As Achai Anoich Mevakesh. Shebezagil Elon Yosef Atzadik, Lefneishen Nichnes El Agolus Shalai. That Yosef Atzadik revealed this to us before he entered into that terrible Golus and going into Mitzrayim, before the whole Maisa. He said to us these words. He said, Jews, you know what's going to sustain you during Golus, and what's going to get you out of Golus? This sentence. Esachai anoichi mevakesh. That's the whole inyan of Geula. Is vayigash. Is vayigash elav. The whole inyan of Geula depends on vayigash elav. And Dafke here is the biggest yetzar to think that this is not so important. It's not so important. But you see that the biggest tzaddikim, how much they were Isaac in this. Let me ask you something. You don't think that the Kedushas Levi, you don't think the Bedichtshava liked learning? That he spent so much time running around with the Jews, making Shalom, and you think Aaron HaKohen wasn't a Talmud Chacham? That Aaron HaKohen has to spend his whole life talking to this person, you know, your husband really feels bad, your wife feels bad, your Chava feels bad, and making Shalom. Right? Alexander said about him, Aaron HaKohen, he says, Emes Haisa Befiu Malach Hashem. Why does it say Emma Sifse Kai Yishmudask? Why does it say about? It's because people could say about Aaron that he was the biggest liar that ever lived. Because his whole life he was lying to people. He said, your friend feels bad. I told him. He spoke to me. He feels terrible. Chazal tell us, he used to lie. He never said anything. He used to work out all these things. This is what he did. So therefore it says, that's why the Navi came along. It says, Emma Sifse, that you should know that that's not called lying, what Aaron was doing. That's the biggest emes, what Aaron was doing. Malach Hashem Savokis. So Malach of Hashem. That's the beginning of Gula. Achai Anoichim Avakish. Bezagilu and Yosef Atzadik. Lefnei Shenichnis. El Agola Shalai. She Hoyse Sherish Kol Agolius, which is the beginning of Agolius. Sheneida Shezohav Tech Lotzis Magolus. That is the beginning of how a Jew, of leaving. One more paragraph and we'll finish. We'll finish for tonight. If you are having your own personal difficulties, and it's not so hard to feel bad for other people if you're going through your own problem. You know, because you're already crying, so okay, but mishtatev. Like they say, misery loves company. I think they say such a lotion. Kevin, next page, mispalal atzmai. If it's something that you, if God forbid your child is sick, so you could feel the pain of the animal whose child is also sick. You feel that. You're in that place. You could feel that. But they say, Yochaluch lo gamas chaver b'zeh. Therefore, you could bring your chaver into your tefillah already. Ben baruch nis ben megashimis. Kishabocha ein lo cheshek lumay keroi. You see, there's a boch that's not, it doesn't have a cheshek to learn so well. Asher tahara oil lo b'kai. She's having problems with his yetzahara, tahara, and yonim of tahara. Ayamun de bitochen, nachas b'nachayim ezayin echadayim. You see another person. You see some of the friend of yours, he's having one of these things. You know, you see, I'm not the only one that has these problems. I'm not the only one that has this problem. I saw last night, the Mashgiach from Lakewood, Zechitzal Gevach, Bavachvaigl. So it says there that in the machine is for Elul, that somebody from the somebody came to him and was telling him how he doesn't concentrate by he's having problems. All he concentrates by davening is this and that, and he's thinking wrong thoughts, all these things. So the Mashgiach said to him, you know, he says, if I would go tell people my problems that I have with davening and with these things, the machshavas, they would throw me out of the yeshiva. The Mashgiach said, you think you're so dirty? I also have. I don't tell everybody. I also have. Imagine. Of course it was the same. But he said, I also have. But he said, I'm afraid to say, I don't want to lose my job. You know, it's not nice to be Mashgiach Yeshiva if you say you can't daven. Right? And his madreig, obviously. Halavai, we should have that problem that he had. You see that people have tzaros even bigger than mine. It's a klal gadol. If there's somebody that has tzaros, God forbid, and you go ask him for help with your tzaros, it'll help take him out of his tzaros. Klal gadol. Yeah, chatzin acham. That's also chatzin acham. It's in the of machzis, and it's also nachem and nachem. Like the zehu koylul is kulam betfilosa. You could bring other Jews. Other rabbi, if you're going through a hard time, that's not a reason why you should shrivel up and become small and distant from people, like you see in the veld people that have tzaros. They, God forbid, they get away from, they run away. Other rabbi, if you're feeling pain, that's a pesach for you to dive in for someone else who has that and to get together with someone else. Aval ha'ikar kosim tzadikim sheyutzayin Hashem isbar shenichi im tzaros chaveiro im akoshim shekol echa, to live with the difficulties of another Jew. I feel like she'od a magish she'bedov is etzli hakol keroy. But even if by you that inin is okay, that you should try to feel the tzar of another Jew. So we'll continue, Mitzvah Shem, continue with this next week.